This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's health minister says 9 people were killed and nearly 3,000 wounded on Tuesday when pagers they were carrying exploded in an operation being blamed on Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Lebanese officials said the deaths and large numbers of injuries were caused when pagers exploded, calling on the public not to use any pagers in their possession. Israeli analysts said it was the biggest security breach Hezbollah had suffered since the war with Israel began almost a year ago and showed Israel's intelligence capabilities against Hezbollah. Lebanese press reports said the pagers were relatively new and had been given to the Hezbollah operatives in the past few months. They had been using pagers to communicate as Israel is able to track and record cell phones. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israel said on Tuesday halting Hezbollah's attacks in the country's north to allow residents to return to their homes is now an official war goal as it considers a wider military operation in Lebanon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli officials have repeatedly threatened to take heavier military action to halt the near-daily attacks, which began shortly after the outbreak of the war in Gaza. Jerusalem's regularly launched airstrikes in response and has targeted and killed senior Hezbollah commanders. The fighting has displaced tens of thousands of people on both sides of the border. Hezbollah has said it would halt the attacks with a ceasefire in Gaza, and the U.S. has pressed for restraint. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Volunteers and emergency workers raced to secure riverbanks in Poland's historic city of Wrocław on Tuesday as nearby municipality advised residents to evacuate and authorities across Europe